let's define realm as opposed to parallel worlds, kingdoms.
If you want to know a world, we'd say you are the center of your universe. And the world, your world, Bob, revolves around you. Okay, but now there's a universe in the center of you, which is many worlds. Now, a realm is a dynamic. It is a dynamic, a geographical space that you, the human creator, let's just use you. So if Carolyn engaged a realm when she was in City Island, that was her realm. Now, she wasn't limited to that space because she went all over the place. But she would leave her realm and go to Washington or Philadelphia or Los Angeles or wherever they're having a conference about gobbledygook stuff. Mm-hmm. She'd go and do those things, okay? So she could temporarily leave her realm and come back, okay, if she chose to. So City Island was her realm. It's still her realm. But she doesn't ever have to go back there again in order for it to be her realm.
This is no time and no space. What does the word geographical refer to?
Where you go to sleep.
It's sort of like your middle kingdom. It's your now.
Yeah. It's the skin you're in. It's where your bed is. It's where you find the 22s on your address.
It's sort of like your home base, your base, your foundation.
One of them. Don't limit it, because that's the difference between worlds and realms. Because you could have a realm. She could have a realm in Canada, because she's Canadian. Now, that has to do with what you consider your realm. Because you could have many worlds in which you had a realm. Now, inside your realm, Bob, you can have different varying degrees of participation. If Carolyn's realm was Trump Tower, she could have a world in which she owned Trump Tower. So her participation in that world, in that particular realm, would be very different than the realm that she does is, come on, I want to lay you loop. Okay? But now she absolutely is in charge of her realm there in Maui. But if your realm in another world was the owner of something on Fifth Avenue or Trump Tower, it'd be your realm, but your dynamic would be very different. Okay? Now those different variations are why we use the word realm. And how do you spell realm, Carolyn?
R-E-A-L-M.
Drop
so
the
it's
M.
Real. Real. R-E-A-L.
Yeah, real is in there, right.
And then the M is two humps, duality. So far, all you've got is a definition of electricity and realm. Okay, now worlds. Yeah. Now, we talk about Carolyn being the center of her universe. Well, how many worlds are in a normal universe, Carolyn?
Many, 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 many.
Thank you. There you go. That's why we say universe. You're not the center of your world. Mm-hmm. No. We say you're the center of your universe, and then what we say is that your world revolves around you.
Your world or your world? Plural.
Oh, plural. They are plural.
Your world.
But now, if you want to limit it, then your world revolves around you. Mm-hmm. But we don't limit, so we say worlds. But see, if somebody knew, like Bob's talking to one of his impoverished ones that he's trying to work with, mm-hmm. if that confused them, he could say world or worlds, and nobody would be hurt. And if they asked him, then he could clarify it if they got that far down the rabbit hole.
You went into how you're the center of your universe, but you're not the center of your world?
Right. Your world revolves around you.
And the realm is your base for the world that revolves around you?
No, the realm is your address of whichever world you happen to be in. But you get that? In your universe, you could have many, many worlds. And your realm in those worlds, the real part of those individual worlds, can vary. in the center of her universe. Her worlds revolve around her. She can take the information that she's been working on with her little typey paper. She can go to another world in her realm there and engage her, basically put her paper into practice and try it out and figure out that it's actually, well, the sugar water could be at a 4% or 3% and calculate it from different ways of the scale of how those things of her worky paper works out for her. She could get those details down precise and then come back to this realm here in this world that revolves around her, and then there's nothing to discuss. She could very definitively say, if you have this, you do this. If you have this, you do this. And it's all the same, but it's just varying degrees of who, what, when, where, and how it is applied to the individual human creator. And if the magnesium at the angstrom level got to be an issue, you could play with the adjusting of the perfect degree of application over there in a realm, get those details to your satisfaction, because you're who's got to be satisfied. And then now you can say, no, 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 it's this. Boom. And you know, you don't have to go through a study to do it on 10 million to see what they think. So that's the difference between worlds, and you were right, Bob, you can use it in singular or plural, realms, that's where you land or engaging in a particular world, a universe, your universe. We don't limit, but some human creators can use a universe, which is an unlimited understanding of a word. When you start talking about universes, people don't start putting out flags and say, this is the edge of my universe. But it is finite, if you make a rule about it, that you could then only engage in parallel worlds that are contained within your universe. First time that's ever been said, Bob.
Can you say that again?
You can have a universe. Most human creators think of the word universe as an unlimited vastness. But it is. If you have a rule regarding the universe, people say it, not in my universe. Well, that limits it. Now it's not in their universe. Boom. So the words are the tail. But here you go. If you've got a rule about it, then you are limited in your parallel worlds. This is leading into this next layer, Bob. Your parallel world travel could be limited only to your universe, the one that's turning around you, or that you're the center of your universe. But see, for the average bear, that's no limit. But if you did have limits, then that could eliminate the other potential universe travel and activities. Because please don't be foolish enough to think that there is only your universe. There are many, many, many universes. When you talk about a universe, you're talking about many, 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 many galaxies fitting into a universe. It's huge. Huge, huge, huge. Okay, so for most people, if you say universe, that's bigger than they can conceive. So there are no limitations when you use the word universe. But you take someone else, and like Carolyn would be very specific about a universe, so she would be careful that her wordy words or her thoughts didn't confine her to just this universe. That's where you chasing her for having the big picture. Well, that big picture is what lets her choose even between universes. That's big.
That means to me that she doesn't have an image of the big picture. She's flexible about big picture.
Yeah.
She's flexible.
Right, and the only reason she's so flexible is because she's spent without rules. Okay, now that takes care of parallel worlds within a universe.
Okay, so what did we arrive at with parallel worlds? Just the idea there's other worlds.
No, it's worlds that if you don't have rules are contained in your universe. If you have rules about the universe, then you're limited to parallel worlds within your universe. If you're like Carolyn and you don't have rules, then you can go to other universes and enjoy those worlds as well. Or as you used to say it, you guys are Canadians. You can go anywhere. That's why you say that. You can go anywhere. So you're not limited to your universe. Okay. So now you want to know about portals. Portals are holes that connect worlds to worlds.
They're part of the structure, the natural structure of many world universe. If you got many worlds, you got to have connectors, and that's what the portal.
No, you don't, but you do. You don't have to have a connector, Bob, but you do. Okay? Now, that's a portal. And that's activated on one end, and it goes all the way through. You don't have them left open, so you don't fall into one. But now all the portals now have been activated and openable. That's already, but you still don't fall accidentally into them.
You're saying portals are doors, go through and they close.
We like doorways.
Yeah, you don't fall into portals.
Correct. Now, gates, they're different. Gates are larger, more voluminous. You can bring and take huge things like aircraft carriers.
They're big doorways.
They're large, yes, large. And you can fall through a gate. That's like when Carolyn does it through a gate up in an airplane. Everybody goes.
In Fringe, when they replaced the apartment building in New York or whatever.
That was through a gate.
Right, that's a gate. And the first year when David Robert Jones had the truck come through.
That was a gate, and Walter had already figured that out and set the frequency modulator that opened up the continuum. That all that vibration opened was the continuum that allowed interaction between worlds vis-a-vis a gate. If that had been a portal, then you couldn't have gotten a truck through it. Now, when he went back to get Peter, that is a portal. And see, the technology was very limited then, so it was a bit of woo-woo. You don't have to have all that gobbledygook to do what you do.
Well, you say that's woo-woo if you think you've got to have all that technology.
Right, right. That's right.
People think woo-woo is not technical.
Well, they call us woo-woo, and then we listen to them a little bit, and then they start talking about the limitations, and we go, sounds like y'all got the woo-woo problem, not us. We're telling you the practical grits and gravy of do this, this, and this, and you get what you want, and then you don't have to figure out if it's the government's okay or if that.
Yeah, okay, it's fine. Go ahead. So, yeah, portal, gate, define rift.
Rift is a tear in the fabric of a realm.
The rift being a tear in the fabric of a realm, that implies a rift, it's individualized to the person rather than a collective lifting of the veil.
We would say no. A tear. When you start thinking about the world and tectonics and those plates, you have references where you have the shear and the tear and the what you call the fault lines. Well, sometimes they tear. In a realm, you can have shifts, tears, and sometimes they would affect the realm continuum. But continuum, there is a comma between realm and continuum. But in the way you're saying it, Carolyn, is correct. They can have a rift continuum within a realm. The rift could open up to such a degree that it could affect the singularity and cause, just like William Bell talks about, a storm. It can. So a rift is a anomaly. A rift is a shift, a heart, a crack.
It can happen in personal psychology or personally.
Yeah, it can happen at your front door. In your world, lately, more so than ever in the history of what you call your planet, people are experiencing and having this thing called sinkholes. Sinkholes are rifts where the fabric of the connective or conductivity of Bob's land or realm, when you jerk it out from under it, it makes a sinkhole. That's a rift. Okay, now, Carolyn, that's what we have for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a rift continuum would be when your tear affects the actual continuum. Now, Bob, ground zero, up above Battery Park, that would be a rift continuum, meaning they can't build back there.
What's a continuum?
A continuous singularity.
That implies something else. We got portals, gates, realms, worlds, universes, and continuums.
Rifts and rift continuum.
You can't have the word continuum by itself.
Yes, you can. From a rift continuum, you see, all of a realm could shift within a continuum. And an example of that is Venice is sinking. That's a realm continuum.
Is continuum bigger than realm?
No.
What is a continuum?
It's a continuation. It's a continuance.
Is a realm a continuance?
No, not necessarily, because you can forfeit a realm.
They're saying on Wiki that it's anything that goes through a gradual transition from one condition to a different condition without any abrupt changes.
Exactly. And so you can have a continuum.
It goes through changes without changing. Is that what it says?
Right.
Well, how can it go through changes without changing?
It's a continuum. It continues on. It meanders. It's a meandering.
It was a wall on Flash Forward. It was a continuation of those strings and threads. That's a continuum.
Okay, a continuum is a thing that changes but doesn't change. So there might be two components. Part of it changes and the other part don't?
No. That's the only thing constant is change.
So a continuum is something that changes but doesn't change. What's an example of something that changes but doesn't change?
You, your human creator, and you're constantly waxing and waning and being different, but then at the end of the day, you don't change.
Well, I would say you have to specify what part is not changing.
All of it.
How come you don't change when you change?
Because you have so many bones and you have so many cells. And
okay, so it's like there's two conversations. So a being is going to have both happening, change and not change. That's what you mean.
Yes.
Is a world a continuum?
Yes.
A realm is not a continuum always because it, changes or not changes. That's not a way to disqualify it.
Well, yeah.
It could disappear.
Well, it could, but that's what we're going to say, that Venice would be a continuum. And you go, no, it's sinking. No, sea level is rising. So even if it was under 100 foot of water, it would still be a continuum. It would just be underwater, and that would be changed, but it would still be Venice.
That to me means the structure of the city didn't change, but its position, its environment changed. There's
good.
Two levels of change, non-change going on.
Right.
Can we bring the word environment in to apply to gate, rift, blah, blah, blah?
Hell no.
What would an environment be?
Nothing.
Environment, regardless of what he said, is a nothing from Ion's point of view.
Well, what does your definer say environment is?
It kind of implies something that's bigger than you or outside of you or you don't affect. And I can understand that's not true. We affect everything.
Environment? It refers to the surroundings of an object.
Right. So there is no surroundings of an object because that's everything. Environment, that's everything.
Yeah, that's saying nothing. So an object isn't in surrounded by environment. It makes its own space.
Good.
So what was the definition of rift? A tear.
A tear.
A tear.
In the fabric of a realm.
Okay, now relate that to Bermuda Triangle, the Bimini. Is that a tear?
No.
What is a Bermuda Triangle?
A gate.
Are sinkholes tears?
Yes. It's liquefaction of the soil.
Is that a quicksand?
Worse than quicksand.
Okay. Now, can we discuss rift riding, you know, a year ago when we first started talking about it? We were using the wrong words for parallel world traveling. Rift riding is not a term we use anymore to refer to parallel world traveling. Do you agree, Ion?
We do, but we knew
that you had to begin, so you said this month everything we told you, Bob, we're going to have to change.
No, we're not going to change. We're going to enhance. Because you couldn't take it.
I know, we couldn't take it. So a rift, nothing to do with parallel world traveling.
Oh, you could fall through a rift and you could land in another world. You could change your realm falling through a rift.
Right, but we now know that a rift refers to tears. Are they anomalies?
Yes, they are. But now, here's what you didn't ask that you want to know. Carolyn's gotten so close to it that I can do this. A rift continuum produces a vast, huge amount of what Bob's calling electric energy. You could have a rift continuum. It could draw a gamma burst. It could draw a 6-mile asteroid to blast your planet. It could shift all your chip technology in form of an electromagnetic pulse.
So is an EMP a rift continuum?
The outcome of it could be.
What makes a rift a continuum?
When it becomes a constant flow of a tear. How many times have we said a stitch in time saves 9 stitches?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what that was regarding, is you can have a tear, and then you can have a rift in a tear, which is the same. But if you catch it in time and seal it, it's still a tear, but it's been repaired.
Mm-hmm. If you don't, it could spread.
That's correct, Bob. That is right. And that's why we say there's a rift, and then there's a rift continuum.
Rift continuum is it changes or expands or continues.
And as it continues, is this electrical energy derived from the soil and the rock and the geography?
Yes.
Say that again, Karen.
The electrical energy that's produced is derived from the soil. It's like, well, it sounds a little bit like a volcano, but a surface volcano.
Sounds like it, but we could much easier, so you could just go, oh, let's try this. It would be like built-up kinetic energy or static electricity. Mm-hmm. It's more on that level, but it can rock your world.
So you got portal, gate, world, rift, universe.
Rift continuum.
A rift continuum will have the outcome of an EMP.
It absolutely could. There would be plenty enough energy to do that, to wipe out every chip on a couple of worlds.
From a rift continuum.
You better believe it.
So is a rift continuum what's looming for us to create if we want to, that triggers the die-off?
No, but it certainly would.
Now, we're going to get into this weird stuff that happened on April 22nd, 2010. JW in two places at the same time. And this is before we knew there was more than one JW.
When we look at JW on April 22nd, he goes to New York City.
Okay.
He mows the lawn while in New York City, not really noticing the New York City environment too much. And then he stays overnight, even though he's supposed to be back by midnight to do a reading. We had a reading with somebody, some Ion, that he comes back the next morning.
Ion didn't go to New York.
No, I know, I am just laying up. He comes back and he finds what he experienced with the lawnmower was real, but there was nobody there the day before to do it, as JW thought he was.
Correct, but he knew tale of how it was, which
right.
fireman was there.
So you get all these apparent anomalies of J.W. coming back and these things. That sounds like a mixing of realms, gates.
Well, and here's one more that J.W. didn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to his dad.
Where was he when he talked to his father?
Standing on his lanai, looking at the burn-up woods, and J.W.'s dad told J.W. that he heard the fire trucks at 4:15 that afternoon that J.W. thought it burned. But, of course, he ain't saying, he wouldn't say a word, and if you ask him, I don't know what you're talking about, but that's what he told J.W.
Right.
J.W.'s like, okay. See, it was just odd because his memory was so clear on it. That is a strength. Well, he calls it a weakness, but it's a strength of remembering every little dynamic detail.
That's what he likes about his mind.
No, he thinks it's a problem.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But that talent, that ability, and therefore he can remember what happened.
Yes, just like it's so much fun, even within your readings, he can remember the order and who had a reading and when and how long it was. It never goes away forever. He has it forever. And that's problematic because it gets to be so much, it's overload. So he has to just pretend like it isn't.
Could you now apply these definitions to what the heck was going on with J.W.?
He just had a little realm shift. He enjoyed two realms at once.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said, Bob, that there's duality. So he engaged it. That's all.
Where is the he that experienced both realms?
Both. You have two of everything, remember? At least two. All he did was had two realms at the same time.
He allowed himself to experience that.
Yes. And so he got double duty. He got his chore done, his errand in the city, and he also got his yard cleaned up. There is no time, so they just happened together. You can just as easily explain it away of Carolyn typing on her little typey box, talking on the phone, and getting you up something to eat all at the same time. And she does that all day, every day. Not odd for her.
Is this something he created, or the lawnmowering incident was happening already, always, has eternity?
No. We're just going to say flat no, because then if you get that out, it's all going to be about predestined and bullshit. There ain't no predestined anything. The only thing that's predestined is that you're going to choose. That's predisposed, but your choices are not. So, no, we ain't even going to start with that, because that's just going to get it tangled up, and then you're going to say, you said it was lined up, so it has to be. Well, no, just like on the wall, on your flash forward, it's not set. It's your choice, and you can have many choices, like the little man that got shot when he got the gas spit in his face. It wasn't supposed to go like this. I've done this 1,000 times, and it never goes like this.
So how come it did go that way?
Because he allowed it.
He was trying to protect himself from dying that day.
No, he had died many times that day, and he knew he was going to do it again. He didn't say that was the end.
Wasn't he trying to not die on that day?
Correct.
And so he
kept doing it over.
And kept
so
dying.
He kept dying.
That's the whole thing. Where did he go, and how come he came back? But anyways,
he kept dying,
and this time he would do it again and die.
But the way he was doing it over and over and over was because of this ideology within the show that there are these flash forwards. They'll jump to fringe. They call them a side shift. Not a flash forward, a flash sideways in fringe. Remember Nina used to talk about that? A side shift.
Yeah.
That's very important because if you somehow could marry the flash forward and Nina Sharp's version of a side shift or a side forward, or I mean a side flash, okay, side flash,
you'd have a continuum.
That's right, and you'd also have duality within the dynamic of any particular combination. Doesn't that start to sound, Carolyn, like a genetic code?
So you mean our genetic code, because it is the duality, means we are duality. Oh, my gosh, of course.
Yes. But the syncing up of the continuum is in chromosome 14, and that's how you can go